Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. All together, please. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajna Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Pisha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapcha Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishwabhana Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Dharubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Padidanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary. His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And today's verse is in the sixth chapter, right? Huh? 36. Okay. Please repeat. Asamsayatmana yogo Jusprapa. Yeah, go on. One by one, we'll do one by one. Dushprapa iti me mitihi vasyatmana tu yatata sakyo vyaptum upayataha Asamsaya Atmana Yogo Dusprapa Iti Meg Mati Vyasatmana Tu Yatatna Sakyo Vaptum Upayata Asamsaya Atmana Yogo Dusprapa iti me matihi Vyasyatmana tu yatata Sakyo vaptum upayataha Asamsayatmana yogo Dusprapa iti me matihi Vyasyatmana tu yatata Sakyo vaptam upayata Yogo Asamsaya Atmana Yoga Yes, Matiji's. Please repeat. Asamshyatmana, unbridled. Sorry. Asamyata, unbridled. Atmana, by the mind. Yogaha, self-realization. Dusprapyaha, difficult to obtain. Iti, thus. May, my, matihi, opinion. Vyasya, controlled. Atmana, by the mind. Two, but, yatata, while endeavoring. Sakya, practical. Avaptum, to achieve. Upayataha, by appropriate means. Yes. So, translation, Srila Prabhupada. For one whose mind is unbridled, self-realization is difficult work. But he whose mind is controlled and who strives by appropriate means is assured of success. That is my opinion. Please repeat. For one whose mind is unbridled, self-realization is difficult work. But he whose mind is controlled and who strives by appropriate means is assured of success. That is my opinion. Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead declares, the one who does not accept the proper treatment to detach the mind from material engagement can hardly achieve success in self-realization. Trying to practice yoga while engaging the mind in material enjoyment is like trying to ignite a fire while pouring water over it. Yoga practice without mental control is a waste of time. Such a show of yoga may be materially lucrative, but it is useless as far as spiritual realization is concerned. Therefore, one must control the mind by engaging it constantly in Krishna consciousness. In the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Unless one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he cannot steadily uncontrol the mind. A Krishna conscious person easily achieves the result of yoga practice without separate endeavor. But a yoga practitioner cannot achieve success without becoming Krishna conscious. Mukham karochi vachalam pangam laite girim yad kripa tamaham bande shri guru dinatarinam. Asamsayatmana yogo dusprapya iti maimatihi. Thus atmana tu yatata sakyo vaptum upayataha. For one whose mind is unbridled, self-realization is difficult work. But he whose mind is controlled and who strives by appropriate means is assured of success. That is my opinion. Yes. So, this question, this previous question was by Arjuna, and this is Krishna's answer. Arjuna told Krishna, this is very difficult process you're giving me. I'm a Kshatriya, I'm on the battlefield, and you're enunciating Ashtanga Yoga. But even if I practice that, then the mind is very troublesome. There's a whole list given here in the previous verse. It's very interesting. Chanchala Himana Krishna. Chanchala means flickering. What we decide today, we decide against tomorrow or the next minute. And then prapti, pramati, agitating. So not only is the mind flickering, but it's also agitated by the senses, by the body, by the external environment. And then bhalavad. So it's agitated, but it's also very powerful. It's not like a little baby. It's very powerful. It's very rebellious. And then dridam, obstinate. So it's strong and obstinate. It won't take good advice. So this is very interesting. Flickering, agitated, strong and obstinate. So you can think of people like that. But the mind is like that. What we're living in, what we're living with, is that companion, the mind. And why is it in such a condition? Because of material conditioning. For many, many lifetimes, the living entity tries to enjoy. So he develops this nature. The mind becomes trained up, not to look for spirit, but to look how to enjoy matter. And this is very deeply ingrained within the mental body. But Krishna, he says, Sri Bhagavan Avacha, it is undoubtedly difficult to control the restless mind, flickering, agitated, strong, obstinate, but it is possible by suitable practice and detachment. So this is a very important point, right? Of course, this chapter is about Ashtanga Yoga, but the principles given here, they're applicable, because ultimately yoga is one thing. There may be Ashtanga Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, but the common word is yoga. It means union. So the whole principle of yoga is the same, and that is to fix the consciousness on the Supreme Lord. So that is more powerful than the material conditioning, that practice. This is the first of the 2 points here, right? By suitable practice or appropriate practice. Right? Krishna says in the next verse, today's verse, appropriate means, suitable, appropriate, what is fitting. So this is very important, that if you practice correctly, appropriately, suitably, and at the same time you're detached. So that detachment is detached from the urgings of the mind. So instead of listening to what the mind wants to do, we become detached. Detached means vairag. We're not vairag chag. It means not wanting the end of an activity. So the mind comes up, and it suggests you will enjoy if you do this. You will enjoy if you overeat. You will enjoy if you have sex life. you will enjoy if you go gambling or whatever. Four regulative principles of that. Regulative principles of freedom, right? Krishna, Prabhupada translates. So, to do that, you have to be detached. So what is the source of detachment? To overcome those urgings of the mind.
Attachment to Krishna.
Yes. But at the beginning the attachment may be less. So at the beginning of yoga practice, we cannot say I'm very attached to Krishna. Yes. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojati Janati Asu Vairagyam Jayam Chaya. That in the Bhagavatam they explain that causelessly, and it's in the Gita Mahatmya, that the children of bhakti are jnana and vairag. Jnana in this case means realization or perception of the absolute truth. And then that gives detachment. So, as Mataji was saying, if we're attached to Krishna, if we have knowledge of Krishna, knowledge of Krishna becomes attachment. And then we will be detached from the mind or the programming of the mind. The mind is programmed to enjoy the material energy. But as soon as the mind is reprogrammed, appropriate means, then the mind becomes attached to Krishna. It's as simple as that. So all yoga practice is for that purpose. Whether it's karma yoga, jnana yoga, astanga yoga, bhakti yoga, it's all got the word yoga, which means union or plus. So the problem of material life is that we are not in union with the Supreme Lord. We're not in union with transcendence. We're in union with the three modes of material nature. We're in union with passion, ignorance, and goodness. And we're in union with illusion, thinking I'm the body and the mind. So it is a matter of taking the plug out of one union and plugging it into another power socket. When the mind is plugged into the Maya Shakti, yes, it's flickering and it's agitated and it's strong and it is obstinate, stubborn. But when the mind has proper engagement and it is under the control of the intelligence and the determination of the spirit soul, then he can focus on the spiritual energy. And that is yoga. To put the consciousness out of the material energy and onto Krishna. So that means you must know what is Krishna, what is spirit. Krishna as he is, not as we speculate. Therefore, it's in Prakrita Ras Sata Dostini, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, number 27, Kusidanta, he mentions. That if you are suffering under Kusidanta of Krishna, if you don't have the correct Siddhanta, if you have illusory conceptions of the Supreme Lord, then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is very direct. He says, then you're not performing bhakti. So the point is, detachment will come, an appropriate means will come through the first stage of bhakti. And that is to get sambandha gyan, abhideya gyan, prayojan tattva. You must know siddhanta. You must understand all these things properly. Then, when you are understanding the actual truth, then you can get the higher taste. But if your conceptions of Godhead are speculative, mistaken, partial, incomplete, distorted, then you'll find it very difficult to be detached from your material conditioning. You won't be getting the taste of self-realization. I think that was the word, right? Self-realization is difficult one. So the mind is controlled. How? Rasoham absakun. No? Sorry. What's that verse? Param drisva nivartate. How does it begin? That's right. Vishya vinivartante niharasya dehina rasopyasya param drisva nivartate. Yes, the mind is going here and there, unbridled. That's very good how Krishna uses that, right? What's a bridle? It's not a bride, no. A bridle is what you put on a horse to control the horse. It's nothing to do with a bride. Unbridled means unfitted, under, out of control. Not controlled. Just like the Red Indians, you've seen in the cowboy movies, right? Ride the cow, the horse, bareback, right? Whereas the cavalry soldiers, they bridle the horse. So of course they were always more successful, because if the horse is unbridled, it'll go anywhere here and there. It's hard to control. So the bridle, ultimate bridle, is to get the taste of Krishna consciousness. And that rasa, that higher param drisvanivartade, is available to those who have absorbed siddhanta. That have actually studied philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And of course you're all very good at that. But the difference between the Kanishtadhikari and the Madhyamadhikari, and bhakti starts at Madhyamadhikari, is that the Kanishta doesn't have gyan, bhakti gyan, doesn't have sambandha gyan, has very little idea of abhideya, so he doesn't know what is the purpose of bhakti, and he doesn't know the ultimate goal. So the mind is full of speculation, imperfect knowledge. Therefore, you'll find when we get to the 9th chapter in one purport, Prabhupada said the duty of the spiritual master, his first duty is to give spiritual knowledge to the disciple. And you'll find that throughout the Bhagavatam, throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is instructing Sanatan, he's instructing Rupa Goswami. When the Kurma Brahman approaches Lord Chaitanya, the Kurma Brahman was in South India, and Lord Chaitanya had so impressed him, he said, "What shall I do now?" He joined in one kirtan. Lord Chaitanya said, "Well, no, you go back to your village, you study Srimad Bhagavatam, and chant Hare Krishna and get others to do the same. So this is very important, that if we just come to Krishna consciousness for a new lifestyle and don't become absorbed in the philosophy, then that's what Krishna consciousness will remain. Will remain Kanishta Adhikari, self-motivated. I like it. That is not the motivation of the bhakta. The bhakta, he's understood Siddhanta, and his motivation from that point of view of knowledge is to please Krishna, to please the spiritual master. Right? When we're self-motivated, that is our ignorance. We're not acting on the transcendental platform. We're trying to enjoy. And we can bring that mood with us into the temple, and we can maintain it for a lifetime or 100 lifetimes. And think, Krishna consciousness is nice, I like it. And we're still self-motivated. We still haven't developed seva bhav, the attitude of service. And when we have a little knowledge, then we know what is the mood to cultivate. And that is the mood. Gopi Bhata Kamalayo Dasa Das Anudas. That we want to cultivate the mood of service to the spiritual master and the bona fide devotees of the Lord. Then we get spiritual realization very easily. Then we can understand the Bhagavatam. Nasta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhagavati. So once you hear the Bhagavatam, the Leela of Krishna, then all that is inauspicious to the heart is practically destroyed to nil. Huh? So what is the Bhagavatam? Kalo nasta drishe drisham esha paranaka dunodita. That in this age, the question was, where's religiosity gone now? Krishna's gone. Where are all the good spiritual things? So the answer is given there, that yes, people have become ignorant in the Kali Yuga, but they'll get light from the Bhagavat Puran. So the Bhagavat Puran is all about the relationship of Krishna and his devotees. And if we study it, we will see the Bhagavat Puran is leading us to unmotivated devotional service. Huh? There's so many progressions, but the end point is to be completely unmotivated. So the fortunate soul at the beginning of Krishna consciousness understands that and cultivates that. Now we have to have motivation, but the motivation that we adopt is the pleasure of the spiritual master, the pleasure of the devotees, the pleasure of Krishna, that I'm acting to please my spiritual master, and through that to please the devotees and the Supreme Lord. Then abhadreshu, all the bad things are practically destroyed to nil, because through the Bhagavad philosophy, then not only is darkness dissipated, but light comes into the mind simultaneously. Just like you put on a light, darkness is gone and light has replaced it. So this is a very important point. And this gives detachment. When we understand I'm not the body and I'm not the mind, but I am the servant of Krishna, then the beginning of our attachment becomes very, detachment rather, becomes very strong. Right? Next time you're sitting in the prasadam hall, and you want to overeat, you should think, I'm not the body. You should experiment and see if you're able to be detached. Huh? So the yogi is always fixed in that understanding that I am not acting for the body and mind. That's negative. I'm not acting for the body and mind. But what is my positive attitude? I'm acting for the spiritual master. This is Vaishnavism. The impersonalists, they may have other motivations. But in the Vaishnav sublime system, we want to please Krishna and the spiritual master. So, that's a general understanding. Yes. And that puts the bridle. Yeah, that puts the bridle on the mind. Knowledge is the bridle. Spiritual knowledge absorbed from the authorities, Shastra, Parampara, Sadhu, Mahajan, and a bona fide spiritual master at hand. This puts the bridle, the knowledge they give to the disciple, and his absorption in trying to understand that knowledge puts the bridle on the horse of the mind. Because as we can see, that this is Ashtanga Yoga, but also it applies to Bhakti Yoga. Our mind is also agitated, stubborn, obdurate, agitated, alright? But how do you overcome that? Another system is that around spiritual knowledge is Vaidhi Bhakti, and that means regulated practice. Because you may have the desire to be Krishna's devotee, but what does Krishna say? He says something very interesting in the 12th canto, 12th chapter. I think we talked about it last week. First he talks about impersonalism and where you should be a personalist. And then this chapter is Bhakti Yoga. So then in number 8 he says, he gives the Paramahamsa instruction first. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always without a doubt. So that somebody has well established in spiritual knowledge. Because his intelligence is engaged in understanding the philosophy, Bhagavad philosophy, and that Bhagavad philosophy is none different from Krishna. Before that, he gave those who devoted me without deviation, engaged in devotional service, always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, for them I'm the swift deliberator. So this is the Paramahamsa, is always absorbed. Then you become absorbed by intelligence, a step down. You're not on that platform of bhava yet. So your intelligence is engaged. But then what is the support of that? The next verse, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. So then you follow regulative Bhakti. And then Krishna says that in very interesting thing, in this way develop a desire to attain me. So we were saying at the beginning, the problem is we're motivated sometimes by enjoyment of Krishna consciousness. or we want to escape the material world. We're motivated by the selfishness, avoiding misery and enjoying Krishna consciousness. But we're not desiring to attain Krishna. And our mind is not fixed in Krishna because we haven't gained knowledge. We don't have the desire. So Krishna is giving the idea here. Yes. You want to attain me, yayatam mam prapadyam. I respond to your desire, your lobta, but that will come when you're further purified by regulative bhakti, regulative process. At the same time, cultivating attraction to Krishna through his name, form, qualities and pastimes. Just like it says in that verse. When will that desire come? When I want to read the writings of the Goswamis that tell me about the Leela of Radha and Krishna, about his Leela in the forests of Vrindavan with the cowherd boys. When will I be attained? When I want that? So here is Krishna, he's explaining. When you become absorbed in spiritual knowledge and support that with regulative bhakti, then that desire will spring from the heart. And then, so that's the pertinent bit for today, particularly as we're all sadhakas. Then Krishna says, if you cannot practice rules and regulations of bhakti yoga, regulative principles and this and that, Krishna, then don't give up. Just try to work for me. Right? A lot of people, they say, oh, just work for Prabhupada. And, you know, you get these fired up classes sometimes. Just follow Prabhupada and work for Prabhupada. I don't know Krishna. I don't know anything. I only know Prabhupada. Well, okay, that's good. But Prabhupada does say that you should know about Krishna. You should learn about Krishna. So, but this working for Prabhupada, yes. Because by working for me, you will come to the perfect stage. Maybe one lifetime, maybe 10. But you will have to come to that purified platform wherein you realize Krishna. And then you'll become detached automatically, because you'll have that higher taste. So we can say the bridle is that initial knowledge, and the determination, sankalp, that comes from taking the order of the spiritual master as regards sadhana, regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds, studying the philosophy, taking that as the life and soul, you see. Then the mind, because that's also in third canto, Kapil to Devahuti, the nature of the mind is described, and it's explained there that the nature of the mind is servant. Just like the chauffeur in your car, his nature is to be a servant. But if the chauffeur decides where you're going, then you're not the boss. So you have to understand, I'm the boss and I'm telling the chauffeur where to go. So you have to have that sankalp. And that sankalp means to take the order of the spiritual masters, your life and soul. Then Krishna goes on, it's very interesting. We'll just read it quickly so that you can see how Krishna sorts everything out. If, however, you are unable to work in this consciousness of me, working for me, then try to act giving up the results of your work and try to be self-situated. That means you're not working for Krishna, you're just doing your job. I'm a taxi driver. I just try to do it without attachment to the fruit. I just try to be without desire, you see. It's kind of impersonal thing. If you cannot do that, then engage yourself in the cultivation of knowledge. Better than knowledge, however, is meditation, and better than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action. For by such renunciation one can attain peace of mind. Yes. So anyway, that's a complicated discussion there. But the point is, as Krishna says here, and that's the conclusive point, Krishna always puts it all together nicely. If you strive properly and you control the mind in these ways we've discussed, then you're assured of success. Right? Krishna. And then he says, very humbly, that is my opinion. So we take Krishna's opinion as the final opinion. Krishna says, don't worry, assured. Rupa Goswami, he says, write six things we should, enthusiasm, patience. One of them is we should be confident. I've heard that, not so much nowadays, but people say, oh, I'll never become Krishna conscious, it's hopeless, I never manage it. Where does Krishna say that? Krishna says, no, you'll be successful. What's the problem? You should have confidence. I can't manage it, therefore I'm leaving. Looking for an excuse. Everybody can become successful. They just have to have that determination to gather spiritual knowledge initially and then to regularly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Of course, you're all learned devotees, you know all these things. But that is part of regulative practice. It is to hear, freshen up our remembrance. Because we're in the material energy, and so the mind is flickering, chanchala. We make offenses or something, and we don't go to Mangalarti. So then Maya, the mist comes in the mind. But like you're doing, we're regularly hearing and chanting, repeating all the messages, so that becomes strong in the mind. Especially in Kali Yuga, this lone meditation at an immature stage will be very difficult. Generally, it's not advised at all. So, Lord Chaitanya's movement is the Sangh Kirtan, Kirtan together. So, we must learn the art of good association, right? We gather knowledge, take the order of spiritual master as life and soul, and then we live together as harmoniously as possible. Knowing that I am not powerful enough to overcome Maya without sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sava shastra hoy, lava mata sadhu sangha, sava siri hoy. So we should always see our fellow devotees as sadhus, right? Even if they don't know how to put on tilak straight or some minor thing we should not be concerned with. We should see they're trying. They're a good example for me. They're trying to be devotee. And if we think of devotees in a positive way, then we can draw their blessings. So, we'll finish on that point. Srila Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita Sadhu Sangha Ki Jai. Any question, points of discussion?
He said take the orders. Not only, I can speak. He said take the orders of the spiritual master seriously. But what if the spiritual master, you had Prabhupada as a spiritual master? Prabhupada is your spiritual master. You know exactly what he wants. What if somebody doesn't?
Who? Me?
Yes.
Personally?
Your disciple Prabhupada.
Trying to be.
And
always stay student.
And what if somebody is not disciple Prabhupada? He doesn't have any personal instructions.
Well, you follow the order of Prabhupada, then you follow a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. If you're following the order of the Guru, Guru is one. So if I follow Srila Prabhupada, then I'm also following Rupa Goswami. I'm also following Rupa Raghana. I'm also following Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Guru is one. There's only one, Baladev Shakti. Huh? So Guru is one. So if you don't have Prabhupada as your Diksha Guru, then it doesn't make any difference because the message is the same. Right? We're all, just like sometimes people say you shouldn't think like that. But there's many acharyas. What does Narottam Das Thakur? He says, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. I'm doing all my mantra, all my everything for Rupa Goswami. Do you understand the point? And as far as the instruction of Prabhupada, that is very simple. It's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Bhajo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Krishna Upadesha Karo. That's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. You worship Krishna, he's your Ishtadev. You chant the name of Krishna, Bolo Krishna, and you follow the instructions of Krishna. They come to you, the instructions, like we're discussing what Krishna's instructions are, they come to you through the bona fide spiritual master. They're not different. Do you understand the point?
Speaking about the mind, if somebody says in my mind I always think of Lord, I worship Him, I offer Him obeisances, and we say Lord says that you will come back to me, so I am doing everything in my mind.
Sorry?
So that is correct?
You are always thinking of Krishna?
Yeah.
Well then Krishna says yes, for Him I am the swift deliverer of birth and death. So that is the result of good sadhana, that your mind is always contemplating Krishna. So then Krishna will take you from this world. Huh? I'm the swift deliverer, he says. Go ahead.
I have two questions. First question is like how to strengthen our sambandha gyan, because being very new, we sometimes forget. Like today, I'm like after hearing the class, I'm very strengthened that I am Krishna's servant. But again, after 10 days.
Well, there's only one item of. There are 8 items of sambandha gyan that are mulas. You should get Jiva Dharma and read that. There's a big discussion on those dasa mula, the 10 points of bhakti. We'll go through them quickly. You've all heard them before, right? What is the some dasa mula? So they're expanded in the Jiva Dharma and throughout Prabhupada. Dasa mula is mean the 10 primary points of Lord Chaitanya. First of is Veda Pramana, that the Vedas are the proof. And then there's 9 pramayas, that which is to be proved. So the first 7 are sambandha gyan. And then number 8 and number 9 of the pramayas is bhakti practice. What is bhakti? How to abhideya gyan. And then number 9 of the 9 pramayas is prayojan tattva. So sambandha tattva gives liberation from material misconception. So the first is Veda Pramana, but then Hari Ishwara, the Supreme Lord Hari, Hari, Radha Krishna, is Supreme Controller. Second one is Achincha Shakti. He's possessed of unlimited range of Shakti in depth and power. Achincha Shakti, inconceivable by the material mind. Third one is Rasavaisaha. Not only the world, the manifestation of Shakti, but there are different rasas in this manifestation. Right? Five primary, seven secondary. Shanta, Sakya, Vatsalya Maha, and then secondary rasas, laughter, astonishment, chivalry, compassion, anger, dread, ghastliness. Then there are also 33 sanchari bhavs, or impelling. They finish with death, actually. Very interesting. Anyway, so Rasavaisaha, they are all manifestations of Krishna. Rasahamabsaka, they are all, when you're enlightened with Sambandha Jnana, you know everything is the taste of Krishna, the sound of Krishna, the smell of Krishna. Oh, this is Krishna. So they're the first three. And then next three is Jiva Tattva, Mabai Vongsa. That the Jiva is, he is Gopi Bhatta, he is the servant of the Supreme. And then next one is Jiva Bandha. What is the condition of the Jiva when he's conditioned by the material energy? What is his condition? What is his thoughts? What's his psychology? What's his action? And then third one, this is number six now, Jiva Mukta. The fourth Adaya of the Vedanta Sutra goes into this very great, what is the condition of liberation? What is the soul when he is liberated? You know, what is his state? Maya? And what is his state in Yogama? And then the next one of Sambandha Jnana is Achincha Bheda Bheda. The ultimate understanding of reality is that everything is non-different from Krishna. And yet at the same time, Krishna is different from the creation. He has his own abode. Yet he's present in fullness throughout the creation. So they're the seven items, pramayas, given by the Vedas and the Bhagavatam, right? You know, you've heard them all before, but now you know what is Sambandha Tattva. So the deity for Sambandha Tattva is Madan Mohan, right? Sambandha, you know. What is that? Jayatan Sorito Pongo Mama Mande Mate Mati Matsarva Shabadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohana. So in the neophyte condition, when we are gathering Sambandha Tattva, we are advised to meditate on Madan Mohan. Sanatana Goswami, he's the Acharya, right, for Baidi Sadhana. He's our Mahajan. So he installed Madan Mohan. So then the next, number 8 and number 9 of the Pramayas, is next one is bhakti. So then once you have Sambandha Jnana, then you can start performing in an actual sense. Like I said at the beginning, if you're under Kusidanta, you think, oh, I'm a soul and Krishna's a soul, we're going to merge, or you have all sorts, then you can't perform Abhideya. That means devotional service. So Abhideya is split into two, Sadhana Bhakti and Bhava Bhakti. Sadhana Bhakti is split into two, Vaidhi Bhakti and Rag Bhakti. And then Bhava Bhakti is split into Bhava Bhakti and Prem Bhakti. So you should know, through grace of Guru and Shastra, what is the appropriate practice. And at that stage you worship Radha Govinda, right? Deity of Rupa Goswami. So then, what is that? Divyad Brinda Ranga Kalpadru Mado Srimat Ratnaga Simhasanaso Srimat Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prastalidhi Sayamanos. I worship on Radha Govinda. You're still an element of awe and reverence. They're seated on a throne, being worshipped by the Shakis under a desire tree. That represents when you perform bhakti in knowledge, in Sambandha Gyan, with sincere heart, then it is the desire tree, it gives everything. Because you're desiring to attain Krishna. And then, Priyojan Tattva, that is under Raghunath Bhatta. We're followers of Rupa Raghuna. So Raghuna, what is that sloka? Shriman Rasa Rasa Vamsi Vamsi Vita Tita Steshu Karshan Venu Svane Gopir Gopinatha Striyastana. So the great liberated Paramahansas, they meditate on Krishna standing at Vamsibhat in the moonlight playing the flute, and the beautiful sound is attracting everyone to come and dance in the ecstatic moonlight with Krishna. That means come and dance even if you're in Vatsalya Bhav or Sakya Bhav. Ultimately everyone is dancing with Krishna in ecstasy in the spiritual world. So we want to realize that Priyojan Tattva. We want to realize the nature of the spiritual world. The problem is now we're realizing this dull jada, the politics of this material world, the economic theory. This country is now got this border, and we're all very expert at discussing that. But actually we should be expert in understanding the spiritual world. So for that we meditate upon Krishna standing on the bank of the Jamuna. The moonlight is there. The lotus blossoms are there. The Jamuna stops flowing because it wants to hear Krishna's flute. And everybody in the whole creation is listening to that beautiful melody. They're all entranced. They're all feeling unlimited rasa. Their mind is flowing, full of ecstasy. So we should understand that. We should contemplate that. You understand? On the basis of all these mulas, these tattvas, we should know Siddhanta, the perfect conclusion. So we should understand, under the guidance of an experienced spiritual master, devotee, we should understand where we are and what our practice is appropriate. Because appropriate means, we can also understand that, right? Appropriate. If I try to meditate upon the Ras Leela, but I'm a neophyte, then I become a Sahajiya, right? It's not appropriate. So appropriate, we should know where we're at and we should practice accordingly. That's in the Uddhava Gita. The question is there, what is Papa and Punya? So Krishna tells Uddhava, if you practice appropriately, if you're know this and you should act accordingly. But if somebody doesn't know it and they, you know, for example, a devotee doesn't want to hear from non-devotees, because it spoils the bhava, the mood. If you hear a bad kirtan with a materialistic singer, then you lose your bhav. But the non-devotees, it might be very good for them to go to a temple where they're having a rave up on Krishna consciousness, and then they're all drinking a cup of coffee after. Or they studying Krishna from the Mahabharata on the television or something. But a devotee may, well, that's not a really good portrayal of Krishna. You understand? So appropriate practice. Just like you don't try to play Beethoven when you're learning your scales. You know, first learn your sa re ga ma, then play your ragas, and then improvise when the bhav comes. But don't try to improvise when you don't know the raga. If you don't know the rules and regulations, you think, I'll make up my own raga, my own tal. Then everyone will say, oh, very nice, Prabhu, I'm going to the temple, you stay in this room. So, therefore, this means we should become enlightened with knowledge, you see. And then, when you're studying the words of the Acharya and you're getting your own realization, then everything becomes very clear. Right? We were chanting, Om Jnana Timarandasya Ganandana Salakaya. Right? The disciple is like blinded by ignorance, but the torchlight of knowledge. Right? Therefore, all the Acharyas have expanded and give commentary and give guidance. And once we absorb ourselves in that, then our mind intelligence becomes satisfied. And then, as Krishna says, fix your intelligence in me. Because whatever you put into the mind, the intelligence will analyze it, right? There is one so-called mainstream religion, they say, just read the holy book, but don't interpret it. Just learn it off by heart. But that's impossible, because whatever you absorb, your mind is naturally going, your intelligence is going to analyze it. It's impossible that you're not going to put an interpretation or an understanding. And that is encouraged in Krishna consciousness. We say, ask questions, question. Huh? Because then your intelligence, I can see the sense in that. And Krishna, didami buddhi yogam tam, oh, he's trying to understand me, I give intelligence. So there's no real complication. We all know the process, but we have to know what is appropriate. And if we can't figure that out, we just chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And Krishna will give us intelligence in the heart. I have personal experience. In Soho Street, we used to have a lunch program, give talk, give prasad, and many people would come off the street. And so I had a little corner shop and I had lots of beads, neem beads. And I would just be friendly to people, you know, and then I'd give them some neem beads for 50p. It's about 10 rupees or something in those days. I said, look, take them and try chanting. And so those that started chanting, they came back asking questions. You understand? And they became devotees. So we used to think we're making lots of devotees, but no, it's the mantra, it's the mantra. You see, what is that flute sound in the material world? That Sriman Rasa Rasa, he's standing in Keshigat or Vamsivat and he's playing the flute. What is that flute sound? That flute sound in the material world is what? Yes. The Maha Mantra, this is in the Shastra, you know, right? So, Krishna is playing the flute, saying, come, come to Vamsivat, come and dance in the moonlight. And we're hearing, ah, oh, Hare Krishna Mantra. That is Krishna calling us to Vamsivat. Whenever you hear chanting, you should think, oh, Krishna's calling me to Vamsivat. Not the MBT restaurant. He's calling me to Vamsivat. It's his kindness. Lord Chaitanya is coming to give the Maha Mantra, calling us. Right? So you think like that when, like, when you know, when you have understanding through the grace of Acharya, right? Oh, that's the Maha Mantra is calling me to Vamsivat. But if you have no knowledge, maybe Krishna will. But this is how Krishna appears in the form of knowledge and enlightenment, you see. And then we contemplate all those things. That's appropriate means. And then the mind thinks, hey, this is nicer than material life. Right? Right. That's why we're all staying devotees, isn't it? Because we're still agitated now and again. But we think this is nicer than being a materialist. So yes, if people come to Krishna consciousness, that's good because it's nice. I like it. But we have to go deeper, you see. Therefore, we have to have lots of classes and lots of seminars free to train people in Krishna consciousness. And then once their mind is, then they can easily go back to Godhead. Right? Just like Parvati, look, she's reappeared. She's re-manifest. She hasn't been here for a long time. She got this class going again. Huh? So that's the mercy of the devotee. They want to give Bhagavad Gita. So we'll finish at this point. I haven't got a watch behind me. Oh yeah, we'll finish now. Oh, one quick question. I don't know if the answer will be quick.
Hare Krishna. I want to ask you, you said that, you know, people make excuses, you know, for not doing bhakti. So, like, sometimes people find...
Who, I make excuses. You keep, okay, I get the hint. No, one makes...
If I left bhakti, I am not moving because of him.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. In the Garuda Puran, it explains there, court of Yamaraj is there. And sometimes the sinful people, they go in front of Yamaraj and they're faced with, you know, they get a vision of all their misdeeds. So those that say to Yamaraj, but it wasn't my fault. It was me mother, it was me friends, they made me do it. They get more punishment than those that say, yeah, I realize now I've been in terrible behavior. So you see, if you go in front of the judge and he says, and you say, and he says, why did you steal that motor car? I say, well, it's because of my father gave me bad training. No, you stole the car, you're responsible. So we have to understand that we are responsible. Pointing the finger, what do they say? Point the finger and three are pointing at you. You're stupid. Three times me. No, you're not. You're very intelligent. Yeah, you are very smart. Oh, I feel good about this now. So we have to take of course our association it has a big effect and we must know that and act accordingly, but we have to take responsibility, right?
Because sometimes people very quickly come into Krishna consciousness and very quickly also go away from it, and then they say that, oh, you know, because of her and because of him. I have heard personally this, and I was thinking that if this Krishna consciousness is such a sublime process, why did she leave? Why did he leave, you know? And we don't know the answer because we're not really connected to them.
Yeah, because they should say, it was that person. And then say their own name. Because we're all architects of our own destiny. So yes, other people can influence us. That's true. But we always hold that decision. Sankalp, vikalp, right? What are the three actions of the mind? Conscious. Thinking, then we feel about it, contemplate it, and then we come to a decision, sankalp, sankalp, vikalp, accept or reject, and then action. So we have to, you know, take responsibility.
So even in devotion life, we ourselves are responsible for our own conditioning at this moment.
Well, we should say we're the main factor involved. Of course, throughout the Shastra it's advised that you take good association.
But then when we say that I'm right now, I'm sitting at right now in front of you even by the mercy of the devotees, the mercy of my spiritual master, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And how do I reconcile these two?
Well, they're not opposites. They're not opposites. The key factor is is your decision. You see? And so once you realize that, then you empower yourself, as they say nowadays. Because you realize that I have to make the decision. See, some people, people always want to make an excuse. You know?
How does mercy play a role in this?
Huh? I know my father, he told me when I was, he said, you can do anything, you just put your mind to it. Right, didn't your mother and father say things like that?
Yes.
I don't think my father was particularly revolutionary. But no, you, I won't say my material name, he says, you. And then he tapped me on the head, he used to tap me on the head, and he said, the grey stuff in there isn't porridge. Use it. So use your intelligence, you see. And fix your mind what you want. I don't think he told me much more than that. but that's what parents tell their children, isn't it? Make your decision. Go out there. Don't look to other people. Huh? You say, other thing. If you want something, do it yourself. Right? Is that another one? Everyone got that one? Do they have that in Hindi? Don't expect other people to do things. You know. If your room is a mess, clean it up. Don't expect other people. Right? But at the same time, associate nicely, like I was saying. We have to learn to associate nicely. But the ultimate factor is your determination. And that is your right as a Vibhinamsa. You are a separated part and parcel of Krishna. So you are separated because you have your free will. You can choose. So when we understand that, then maybe we can start exerting our will. But you see, the whole modern world is trying to make you have no idea of free will. Even Darwinianism. Oh, you're just created by material nature. You're passive. And then the politicians come along, I've said this many times, and they say, just give me your vote and I will reduce taxation and everything will be wonderful. And then the mainstream religions come along and they say, the world's ending and somebody's coming again to make it all right. No, but what does Krishna tell Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita? He said, Arjuna, stand and fight. He says, you, get yourself together. Right? But this whole modern world is, we're all a victim. We can't do anything. We should just let it go along. This is Mayavad, right? This is why India is such a mess, because it's just dirty and messy is the same as clean and being truthful. Ah, it's all Maya. Be passive. No, Vaishnavism means that you stand and you fight. You endeavor. Krishna didn't tell Arjuna, yeah, go off to the forest, I'll do everything. If you're finding it difficult. He said, no, you do your duty. You be a man. There's poems like that, isn't there? Then you'll be a man, my son. Isn't there? I used to study poetry, I've forgotten all that. Then you'll be a man, my son. Like that. The Westerners, they got a bit of a Kshatriya streak. Because they were all driven out, you know. The Kshatriyas were driven. Prabhupada says this one lecture. He said the Kshatriyas, by Purusharam, they were all driven out for 21 generations. And he said they went to Europe and they started those Kshatriya organization things like the Greeks and the Romans and, you know, getting, you know, explore the world and get organized. And then they went all over the place. And so Prabhupada says, so you're all Aryans, but you've lost your culture. So I'm coming here to turn you into Aryans again. Prabhupada said like that. So an Aryan, what is an Aryan? He does his duty. Krishna tells Arjuna at the beginning of the Gita, you're speaking like a non-Aryan. Because why? You're not going to do your duty. So that's the whole modern world, isn't it? Oh, go on welfare, be lazy, don't endeavor, it's all Maya, we're created by nature and monkeys. That's not what Krishna says. That's a way of keeping all the people stupid, so they're easily controlled. If people have knowledge and a sense of duty, they'll tell the government, go and put it in the jacksie. I don't believe in that. But they don't want that. They want people to work hard like donkey, die from junk food and pay taxes. And shut up. And watch the stupid television with the stupid game shows. Where people are trying to win, oh, he won money. It's the success of his life. He won 500 rupees on the game show. And all these ridiculous things. They don't want people to be noble. Huh? I'm going to follow the order of the spiritual master, life and soul. I believe I'm going to spread Krishna consciousness. They want people to be. What's on the other channel? Right? So you remember that, young Gurukul boy. Don't become a television watcher. My father, actually, while we're on the subject, he wouldn't allow the television in our house. You know that. I never watched television until I was 25 or something. It's true. It's actually true. We had no television, and that was years back. He said, it's a waste of time, son. It's bad for your mind. So I said, can we play football outside then? So, we didn't study much, we just played football, me and my brothers. But that's better than watching television, right? So this modern society is constructed by Kali and the agents of Kali to make people weak. Without desire, without capacity to decide. But that, you see in this verse here, Krishna is saying you have to constant practice detachment. You have to become fired up. You have to be a bit of a Kshatriya. Stand and fight. Right? Not... I mean, that's okay. Give me mercy, give me mercy. The mercy is the instructions. That's the manifestation of Krishna's mercy, the instructions, not a big glowing bolt from the blue. No. Practice. We'll finish on that point. Is everyone satisfied? Everyone fired up now? Gonna make the right decision? Stand and fight. Not with the temple president. With the turbulent, what is those four things? Flickering mind?
Stubborn mind.
Huh? Agitated.
Mind.
What was the next one? No, that's the last one.
Strong
and obstinate. Right? Four things. We have to fight with agitation, mind. What is it? Number two? It slipped my mind now. Huh? Agitated. Strong and stubborn. So you want to have a fight. Now I'm not talking about the president. But if you want to have a fight, fight with your mind. Right? Not publicly or, you know, in an extraordinary way. But how? What did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta say? Beat the mind with a shoe in the morning, was it?
Broomstick
in the morning by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And in the evening with a shoe, right? By chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So that's the fight, right? So we're all Kshatriyas tonight. All right, thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada, Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavad Gita, Ki Jai.